Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Enterprise Dish. As Rick and I, and David joining us here, have been talking for a while, VeeamON is happening in the very sunny, the very warm, and the very humid. But I'll tell you what, Rick, I love the location, Florida, well, Miami, Florida. And we are hanging out with Rick and David, and there has been a lot going on. I don't know if you guys can tell, but there are a ton of people floating around the booth. We've had a lot of traffic today. I know you guys have been bouncing around, but we're going to kick things off here with a good old classic question for Mr. Rick. What is Veeam doing here? What's going on? And what have you guys been announcing?
So it's been a really incredible week so far. This is our annual event, VeeamON. It's the flagship event that we really take around the world to deliver our message, our product updates, business momentum, technical capabilities to the market. So today is, depending on how you count, it's the first, second, and for me, it's actually about the 300th day I've been working on this this event. But we really went in full steam this week, today. So yesterday, we kind of got started. We had, really through Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we had our Veeam Certified Engineer course. We had three different levels of that. The standard, the advanced, and then the orchestration credential. Okay. Those courses went through, all of them completely full.
Wow.
Last night we had in the expo zone here, we had a completely full house. There are a lot of people here, but they all get a little scared when the lights come on. They're like, oh no, we're being recorded. So they might kind of skittle away. But when we look at today, you know, we kicked off the general session. We had our executive vice president, sales and marketing, and co-founder, Ratmir Timoshev, give a good overview of the business, right? So we've had a really great set of business momentum. The last year from 15th May 2018 through 15th May 2017, we crossed over $1 billion of revenue. Ratmir's been, he's been locked into that.
Congratulations from a business perspective. But it's more important, too. We've talked to a lot of your partners, a lot of your users today, and everyone says that's not an issue. Like, we say Veeam is growing up. We're like, yeah, but we still get the same level of quality. We're still getting the same level of support out of our products. And it's like, yeah, I'm happy that they're growing, but the thing is like, my stuff still works really, really well, and it's getting more features, and that's what's important.
Yeah, that's what people want, and our support organization has, they're actually represented here pretty strongly today.
Yep.
We've had some breakouts done by support. That's one of my favorite things, is to get the support team in front of the customer, because honestly, they do it all the time, right?
Yep.
And they have a really great ability to explain what we do. So our support team was represented in breakouts and some other working roles, the booth over here.
Yep.
And we really went through the day with great content across all products. We're trying to balance the cloud, different topics. I'll have David talk about that here in a second. But then just today we wrapped up a really, I'd say, punchy general session demo where we did eight demos in the general session. So I actually had to go fight all the way up to the top level of marketing. I said, look, these people, this crowd, they want the demos.
Yep.
Don't give me 5 minutes at the end of the general session that we have with the execs. Let's do something with everybody on this demo has to have the word product in their title.
Yep.
And it cannot have the word marketing either.
So funny enough, one of our, I wasn't able, that was the 3 p.m. session where you were on stage. One of our team members was able to attend it, and he goes, hey Brad, did you know Rick was on stage doing a bunch of demos? And I'm like, that's Rick. That's the Rick I know.
I destroyed a laptop on stage. I've always wanted to do that, but it's all good because Veeam Agent for Windows let me carry on in spectacular fashion. And, you know, tonight we have the reception, and then tomorrow we're going to announce some customer awards, the Veeam Innovation Awards. We're identifying some customers that are rocking it in classic Veeam style. And then we're going to close out with a party.
Yeah, and I'm going to interrupt Rick here because I can tell you genuinely, and I've gone to a lot of conferences, and I'm not just saying this because Rick could punch me in close distance if I was wrong, but Veeam always has the best parties. It doesn't matter if you're at their shows, if you're at another conference and Veeam's throwing a party. I don't know what is about the green team, but they like to spend on the parties, and I am got to tell you, if you ever have the opportunity, go to a Veeam party.
And we also do good like meal catering. It sounds crazy, but like when you're at an event, I want a proper meal.
Yeah.
Lunch, you know, and dinner and the brekkie and the like. So yeah, we really put a lot of effort into VeeamON, and on behalf of the core team, I'm on that team. That helps steer the content for the breakouts. And, you know, I see this team work. They put a lot into it. And so thanks to everybody who attended. And for those who did attend, there will be some sessions online for replay. And then also we'll have some other sessions just generally up for promotion. But, you know, we walk out of this event with Veeam being the leader in cloud data management. And, you know, cloud native technologies are the priority today.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So why don't we dive into, there's two obviously big cloud platforms, Azure and AWS. And I know that Veeam was making announcements today. So why don't we turn to the expert to fill us in?
Yeah, so great. When Rick's talking about the keynote at 3 o'clock, when you think about what we were showing there, we gave a sneak preview of Veeam Backup and Replication for Microsoft Azure.
Yep.
And although we haven't got this product generally available yet, it's a sneak preview of what we can do with Microsoft Azure. So when you think about what's going on in the public cloud, and mm-hmm. people are running all their instances, all their workloads in the cloud, and they're building out this whole multi-cloud story and this multi-cloud strategy, being able to protect their workloads running out in Microsoft Azure is real key.
Yep.
So Mike Ressler was on stage. He demoed the alpha version of the product.
Oh, wow.
And it all went great.
All right, good.
So we were wondering if Rick was going to electrocute himself by throwing a laptop in a bucket of water. Fortunately, he didn't, and all the demos went swimmingly.
So wow.
Swimmingly.
Good English term.
There we go. Yeah.
That is
I
a proper term.
I may live in Texas, but the English acronyms and the terms never disappear. So back to Veeam Backup and Replication for Microsoft Azure. That what Mike was showing on stage allows you to not only back up and restore these workloads, but also to manage and manipulate them as well.
Yes.
So when you think about a lot of the Veeam capabilities that everybody knows and loves and uses on premises, mm-hmm. like the ability to do granular file level restores, keep retention periods of their backups for
yep.
things like HIPAA compliance. You know, when you think about HIPAA compliance, people need to keep their backups for
oh, sure.
7 years. You know, that's a long time.
It is.
The IT admin or the backup admin's not going to sit there and make a post-it note and say, in 7 years, I need to go and delete this backup.
Yep.
He needs it to be automated. So we're bringing all those capabilities to the Microsoft Azure platform with Veeam Backup and Replication for Microsoft
wow.
Azure. We also have the capabilities to offload those backups into the Azure Blob.
Oh, okay,
so
smart.
Platform. So you can store all these backups at a lot cheaper rate and keep them in the public cloud.
Sure.
And then with the integration of Veeam Backup and Replication on premises, using the external repository feature within that was released in Update 4, you're able to manage these backups, bring them on premises, start exploring, using the explorers at file level granular control,
mm-hmm.
start restoring to vSphere, restoring to Nutanix, restoring out to AWS.
Yep.
And when you think about the whole multi-cloud strategy and what's going on with enterprises and businesses splitting their workloads across all these different platforms now, having a true cloud data management platform that Veeam is building is critical to that success.
Yeah.
And the great thing about the Veeam Backup and Replication for Microsoft Azure is it doesn't matter now whether you're running out in the Microsoft public cloud
mm-hmm.
or you're running on Hyper-V or you're running on vSphere. Veeam is able to back up all these workloads, restore
wow.
all these workloads, and then be able to manipulate them and keep those kind of granular features that we know and love with our on-premises applications.
Oh, is that it? Is that all you guys announced? That is substantial.
I've been
though.
Giggling this whole time
yeah.
because ask David where he lives with that accent.
So I live in Austin, Texas. So I eat lots of barbecue.
Yeah.
As you can tell, my waistline's growing.
Drives a pickup truck.
So, but yeah, obviously with my English sayings,
yes.
I was born and bred in England, but then I escaped to the Bay Area, yeah. couldn't afford a house. The wife dragged me back to England, but I couldn't take the English weather after living in California. So we moved back to Texas, and then Rick hired
me. Well, it's kind of a joke. I mean, the podcast, David, I should have gave you a heads up, is the Enterprise Dish. And,
yes.
And we'll dish on things a little bit. So you were the dish on this episode.
Yeah, it's a little bit more casual. It's IT pro talk with a little bit of flavor
yeah.
and pizzazz. It's much more relaxed than what you'll get at a keynote. It's just trying to make it easier for people to understand what is happening. And it's like, great, that's a good announcement, but why is it important? And as we all know, hybrid cloud is the big thing.
Yeah.
And being able to put your data anywhere but have the same set of tooling apply to all of that, because we hear time and time again that most companies are multi-cloud, right? They don't just go to Azure. They don't just go to AWS. And some people go to Google Cloud. But you need one tool that is going to span all of that so that for whatever your business requirements are, maybe AWS is a little bit cheaper, or maybe it's a little bit faster locally, but you can still retain your core tooling. The value there is significant. It really, really is.
Yeah, and that's really great when, kind of a bit of a shameless plug, one of the sessions that I presented on earlier was Veeam backup and replication for AWS.
Yes.
And this is a product that we're building that is really simple to deploy. You go to the Amazon marketplace, you just type in Veeam, you deploy an appliance, and then within 5 minutes it's set up, you're able to do backups, it'll store them as snapshots, you can offload them to S3, so AWS's object storage platform.
Yep.
But it's not just that as well, you can do things like cross-account disaster recovery. When you think about the security boundaries in AWS and protecting workloads across these security boundaries, so you don't, if in the event that you're hacked or your keys are released to the internet, which one of our colleagues, Anthony Spiteri, accidentally did, posted his root keys on GitHub and then wondered why loads of people were having a look in his environment. When that happens, using the cross-account disaster recovery is able to protect those workloads and give you the confidence that within the security boundaries that AWS have built, you can still protect your workloads.
Yeah.
And another great feature that I was talking about in the session was things like VPC backups. So when you think about the complex infrastructure that people are now building in AWS and across this hybrid cloud platform, you know, we have things like the VMware and AWS public cloud as well.
Yep.
You know, people are building all these complex network infrastructures across on-premises, across different public clouds. You know, when you set them up, you need to know that if something happens to the configuration, you know, everybody's done it as an admin, they've reconfigured something and gone, oh no, what have I done? Production's gone down, or you've fired some admin and his passing wave out the door was to delete all those subnets that you don't have documented. Being able to back those up and restore them into different regions or into the same region is another critical component of the Veeam backup and replication for AWS.
The one thing too is I like the way you're framing it. A lot of the times we talk about backups as a disaster, right?
Yeah.
But framing it around the idea of security is an interesting approach too. One, I honestly think it might help you get more dollars internally, because a lot of people might say, you know, the likelihood of us getting hit by a tornado is pretty small. The likelihood of us getting hit by a ransomware attack, probably pretty high.
Right.
And so framing things as backup recovery as a security tool, not just a disaster recovery tool, is not a new shift in the mindset, but it's something that people who aren't aware of it need to be thinking about it.
That's
in that
absolutely
way.
You hit something, Brad. That's myself and Melissa, someone on my team. That's kind of one of our industry trend specializations that we've been hitting on. And Danny Allen, our VP in this org, he has a 10-year background in, you know, national security type stuff. And you know, the long-term historical definition of IT security is something called the CIA triad, ensuring confidentiality, integrity, and availability of critical data. And the availability angle is something that Veeam is a nice, what I call, adjacency to the standard security practices. So, man.
Well, Rick, I don't want to put you on too high of a platform, but I've known Rick for many, many years. And
so
Rick,
it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Please do.
But Rick, said something to me, I want to say it was maybe 5 years ago. And when we were just kind of, backup and recovery has always been there, but Veeam was just starting to get into it. And he looked at me and he said, here's a good question to ask. Ask someone how secure their data is. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. And he goes, then ask how secure their backups are, because that backup has all the same data. Sure, it might be an hour, a week, or a month old, but it's all the same data.
Yes.
And a lot of people were used to be like, oh, here's this bucket of data. Yeah. I'm just going to put it over here, and I don't need to think about it because it's old. But you know what? It's still valuable.
Right. That's exactly it. A lot of times the same controls don't exist on that secondary copy beyond. And you know, I've worked hard to educate the market around that, ransomware resiliency, you know, keeping the controls on that data.
Yep.
So, yeah, just hit me up on the Twitters at Rick Vanover.
Oh,
and I
my
will,
God. He's bringing, boom, he boom. Threw some sort of sign.
That's like lazy hashtag.
The thing that I want to know is, has anyone ever met Rick when he had hair? Because I've seen a photo of him with hair.
Nope.
I've known Rick for a long time. I think we met at the first
VMware. Actually, I joined the haircut club at age 30. And its good news is I'm kind of timeless and nothing changes
there
now.
There you go.
I was out of the public profile with the hair. So
gotcha. Yeah.
I'm just not giving in yet.
Hey, you're dishing back. I like it. That's how this podcast rolls.
Well, David, one of the things we do here, and I want to ask a question to Rick because he has a unique perspective on this, is at the end of every podcast we do, it's literally just called The Dish, where it doesn't necessarily have to be on topic, but you just kind of, well, dish. And so Rick has a big play in VeeamON. He also has a big and in-depth understanding of what it actually takes to put on a conference. And granted, I've been to a lot of them, but you know how many conferences I've produced in my life?
Zero.
Zero. So Rick, for your dish, and you can obviously take it any way you want if that's not cool enough, but I'm just curious about what it took to get to this stage today.
It takes a lot of work. I mean, like I said, I basically function as the agenda manager for the breakout contents only. But then as that's from like my VeeamON core team role.
Yeah.
But then I also have a very interesting role in the company in the product strategy team. We're plugged into the whole business, right? I know who the kind of the strategic partners are. I know the product momentum. I'm familiar with the details of our capabilities and what's coming, right? Mm-hmm. So I have this kind of also role where I'm lined up for press and media type things like this and
just like,
what we did with the analysts and stuff like that. And then additionally, I'm doing breakouts. And then additionally, we did the general session. So there's a lot that goes into the sausage is where I'm going with that in the sausage factory. But just to give you a sense, just for my what I would call agenda manager role for VeeamON and just the breakouts, and we had 64 or 63, we added a couple repeats, but 60 plus, let's go with that, breakouts. I personally have spent anywhere from 2 to the hours or the complete day working on VeeamON since about 1st February.
Wow.
And then there's a little salt and pepper dusts earlier in the year. But just to give you a sense, and that, I mean, I'm a practicing technologist. I'm not an event manager.
Yeah.
But again, my team, and I leverage some of that with David, has experience in that. But balancing the business and all these other matters, it's a lot. And then, we have on staff an event team. I don't remember how many, but 10 plus 20, something like that, vendors. And, there's a lot that goes into it. So I guess my only practical tip, and, this is something I do at like VMUG user cons or user groups of any type, always thank the leaders, the local leaders. They put a lot into that. So events are hard. And then I'll flip that around to attendees. They only get usually a few chances to go places to learn and grow. I always like to be thankful to the attendees who made the trip. Some people here are from New Zealand, Asia.
Wow.
It's a very global event here. So our team as well, we have people from all over. So even Texas via England.
Yeah. And I'll kind of second what Rick's saying. So in my previous life when I worked at VMware, I was a track lead for VMworld for the business units that I worked in, vCloud Air. And it is a huge amount of work. And you've got all these people coming to you saying, I want to do this session, I want to do this session.
Yep.
But you've got a balance between what people want versus what the business wants and what's valid. We'd love to talk about all the future stuff that, only us internal people know about, but the rest of the business doesn't want you to talk about it. And Rick's managed all that. I've had such an easy life for VeeamON this year because I've had like emails and team messages from Rick saying, can you do this session? Yeah, okay.
Can you give me your PowerPoint?
So then all I've got to do is put a deck together.
Yep.
So, and Rick's managed all those breakouts this year. And although he's my boss and I still want my bonus, I want to, he's worked tirelessly on this. And then he does his day job as well. Yeah. And past experience of doing it for VMworld, I know how hard
it is. Yeah, it's pure Rickatron.
Yeah. It's life must go on and the show must go on. Yeah. I mean, these events are massive, and I can tell you that the past couple years, and this year appears to be no different, it's going pretty smoothly. I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah. If we get it through today, we'll be fine.
Yeah. So. I mean, the booth setup we got here, and it was great. Obviously, everything's set up. We've got the cameras, the lights, the mics. We've got a blimp flying around. There's tons of people, food, and everything
else. There is a blimp. Snap. That's real. I didn't even notice that.
So, and I will say, people who followed me on Twitter for a long time will know I tend to tweet about the food at conferences.
Yep.
And it's normally horrible.
It normally is.
Like scabby sandwiches that have dried out for about 3 days.
Scabby.
And
that's another British term.
Even as a new employee, like the food for the employees is fantastic. The food we had here last night was great. I've got to say, drinking red wine out of a plastic cup was a unique experience for
me. Comes with the venue.
I tend to go with a glass cup, but you know, the steak we had, there was fried chicken and waffles. You know,
I will tell you, I did walk past a sign that said Veeam Employees Lunch, and I almost walked in. I know enough people. I figured I could probably get a name drop my way through it.
That wasn't to give the better food. That was actually because we were out of space here.
Oh, really?
We lit it up. And what I mean by that was this venue, the Fontainebleau Convention Center, is not really meant for like a 4,000-person event.
Yeah.
You know, when I looked yesterday morning, we had printed 2,034 badges. Our internal target was around 2,000.
Yeah.
And I know not everybody's going to go to everything, but the general session room had 2,000 seats, period.
Wow.
So that was our goal and our limit. And we had to actually go next door to the Eden Rock. And we have some breakouts over there in the employee meals because there just wasn't the space.
Fantastic.
If Veeam comes to town, get ready. That's all I'll say about that.
I don't know if you're contractually allowed to answer this question, but it is a Veeamon staple that I ask every year. Where is Veeamon next year?
Veeamon 2020 will be in Las Vegas. We're going back to our roots.
Back
and,
to the
that
roots.
Was, a lot of feedback was one of the last ones we did there was one of the best. And much like we kind of, like I said, fought for that longer technical general session.
Yeah.
You know, we're restructuring the event back to where the levels and the parameters we wanted. So Vegas, May 2020.
And I believe the party that year was at Caesar's Palace?
That is something I don't remember. And I'm not going to explain why I don't remember.
I will say that I remember it because it was green, it was loud, and it was also amazing.
It will definitely be green.
The good thing about it being in Vegas as well is that I'll be able to get in the gym. Because I was going to go to the gym this morning, but I woke up, the sun was just coming up. My balcony on one side, there's the harbor with all the yachts. On the other side is the ocean. And I just thought, I'm not going to the gym. And I just sat on the balcony and watched the sunrise. So this location has been absolutely fantastic.
It's high end.
Miami.
This is nice.
Me and my Costco clothes, I don't know, man. If they don't have it on the bin at Costco, I'm not wearing it.
Well, gentlemen, I very much appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy day. I know it's only beginning. And to everybody else who tuned in, make sure to click that subscribe link below. You can always find Rick, and I will link his Twitter as well in the post description. I couldn't think of the word.
The podcast notes. How about that?
Podcast notes. We will do it there. But to everybody else, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you back right here on the Enterprise Dish.